just walking up down the rows.
Okay. Can you say that for me?
What?
Chop.
Yeah.
Chop
cotton.
Okay. What about when they work in a cotton field? The grass that grows in a cotton field that you don't want, that you'd have to get out. Would they just call that grass, or is it any kind of weed in particular that would grow in a cotton field?
Cockburrs. Okay.
Yeah. What about Johnson grass or crabgrass?
Johnson grass.
Okay. And talking about corn, you say if you're growing a lot of corn would grow in a big
field?
Yeah. Is there anything maybe smaller than a field where you could have a crop growing? Peas or whatever?
A garden or a truck patch.
Or what?
Truck patch.
Truck patch. About what size would a truck patch be?
Depending on what what size. Usually they're sort of small.
Mm-hmm. Say maybe maybe bigger than an acre?
No, I don't believe so. It'd be about
smaller
an acre.
Than acre. When you're putting up a barbed wire fence, you have to dig holes for the
post.
Yeah. Okay. Just one. You call that just one
post.
Ask you about a few utensils. Your mother's best dishes, the ones that she saves and uses for cooking. You say that they were made
China.
Yeah. Have you ever seen an egg made out of something like that?
Porcelain?
Mm-hmm. What are those things used for? Or is it they just doodads?
Decoration,
I think. Have you ever heard of a farmer taking an egg made out of china or porcelain and using it to try to get a hen, to fool a hen into laying?
Yeah. Set an egg.
Set an egg.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Have you seen one used for that purpose?
Mm-hmm. Not made of porcelain. It was something shaped like an egg.
Yeah. Yeah, some people would tell me they use white doorknobs.
Mm-hmm.
Do they work?
I guess.
Okay. Get you to save this farm, if you had an egg made out of plastic, you call that a plastic egg. Mm-hmm. One made out of china, you call it
porcelain.
Or if you use the word china, it'd be a
china egg.
Sure, okay. Say if you were going to go to the well to get some water, what would you carry with you to put the water in?
Bucket.
Okay. Now say if you were going to milk cows, what would you carry with you?
Pail.
Yeah. What's the difference there between a bucket
different,
and a pail?
Different shape.
Could you describe them?
Pail would be bigger, so.
Pail would be bigger than a bucket.
The top part of it.
I see. It'd be wider.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Would it make any difference what they're made of?
Mm-mm. Mostly just tin, I think.
Some kind of metal.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hear of a bucket that you might keep around the kitchen, either in the kitchen or close by, that you throw scraps in?
Slop bucket.
Yeah. Where was that kept?
Under the sink or sitting on the counter by the sink.
What about a thing that you, if you were going to fry some eggs, or fry a piece of ham, what would you cook that in?
Skillet.
Mm-hmm. Ever heard people call that anything else?
Pan or something.
Just a pan. Frying pan?
Mm-mm, just
a skillet.
Skillet or a pan.
Okay. Do you see these things around here, these great big black cast iron containers? Usually they're out in people's yards. What do you call those things?
Kettle.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did y'all ever use one of those?
Mm-mm. Just for decoration.
Yeah.